This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. A diverse crowd gathered Saturday near the Georgia State Capitol to demand justice for the victims of recent shootings at massage businesses and to denounce racism, xenophobia, misogyny. Hundreds of people of all ages and varied racial and ethnic backgrounds gathered in Liberty Plaza in Atlanta and in similar rallies across the country, waving signs and chanting slogans. In Atlanta, they cheered U.S. Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, and the Georgia State Representative Bi Nguyen, the first Vietnamese-American to serve in the Georgia House. Police in central Germany used water cannon, pepper spray, and batons against people trying to break through barriers during a protest against coronavirus restrictions. Protests against government measures to rein in the pandemic also were reported in Britain, Austria, Finland, Romania, and Switzerland Saturday. German news agency DPA says more than 20,000 people participated in the protests in the central German city of Kassel, and most did not comply with infection control protocols like wearing face masks. The news agency reported that some protesters attacked several journalists. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Friday that the government has to reimpose some restrictions as COVID-19 cases accelerate. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has tested positive for COVID-19, the country's health minister said Saturday. This is just 2 days after the premier got his vaccination. Khan is self-isolating at home, and South Asian nation of 220 million is now seeing a sharp rise in the coronavirus infections there. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States says that it would like to elevate and strengthen security ties with India, especially in information sharing and logistics. That's according to the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, talking to his Indian counterpart on Saturday. Austin is making the first visit by a top member of U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to India as part of efforts to forge an alliance of countries seeking to push back against China's assertiveness in the region. The leaders of the United States, India, Australia, and Japan, all countries together known as the Quad, held a first summit last week pledging to work together for a free, open Indo-Pacific, and to cooperate on maritime and cybersecurity in the face of challenges with China. Austin met with the Indian Defense Minister Rajnath Singh. Singh said their meeting focused on expanding military-to-military engagement across services, information sharing, cooperation in emerging sectors of defense, and mutual logistics support. Miami Beach officials are now imposing an emergency 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew, saying that large, out-of-control spring break crowds crammed the beaches, trashed some restaurant properties, and brawled in the streets. Tourists and hotel guests have been told to stay indoors during the curfew hours. It is unclear how long that curfew will remain in effect, but the interim city manager told the Miami Herald that he recommends keeping it in place through April 12th. That's the end of the spring break. County-wide midnight curfew was already in place because of COVID-19. The executive director of the United Nations Population Fund, also known as UNFPA, has urged countries to support and provide assistance to women and reproductive health facilities in war-torn Yemen during a news conference after inaugurating a new UNFPA office building in Yemen's temporary capital on Saturday. Dr. Natalia Kanem touched on the suffering of Yemeni women after 6 years of civil war. Yemen has been convulsed by civil war since 2014 when the Houthis took control of the capital and much of the country's north. The Saudi-led coalition has been battling the rebels ever since, and the war has killed about 130,000 people. That includes more than 12,000 civilians, and it spawned the world's worst humanitarian crisis in a country that was already the Arab world's most impoverished nation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.